Day FM.
With Meteor, getting behind great music.
I wanna be with you in the night.
Evening all, you're very welcome along to Wednesday night's show. Very busy show this evening, as it often is, of a Wednesday. My thanks to Colm O'Sullivan. He's back on air with the mix-up tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. It's Paul McLoone here until midnight now, though. And on the show tonight, among many other things, we've got those Eels tickets to give away. Also tickets for the Meteor Choice Music Prize. Tickets for the brilliant return of Dexys to Dublin at the Olympia Theatre as well. Local natives, I'm delighted to say, are our guests in the Meteor session. We've got some classic stuff on the way and new songs, new sounds and new things. Whatever you want to call them, from Primal Scream, Adams for Peace, and Johnny Meow. 53102 is the number for your text. Live at todayfm.com for your emails. Also Facebook and Twitter. You know yourself. Hello, 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 hello. As you probably are aware, he would have been 46 years old today, Kurt Cobain, 9 days younger than myself, and still badly missed. I was expecting to hear word of a reissue of the album that you find that on, that's Heart Shaped Box, from In Utero, of course, which turned out to be the final album released during Kurt's lifetime, and I was expecting one of those anniversary editions towards the end of last year. Maybe it's happening this year, and it will be happening, of that there is no doubt. Before that, his contemporary, of course, Eddie Vedder and Pearl Jam from Vitalogy. Spin the Black Circle, starting us off this evening, as it often does. Yes, I do play it at the start of the show a lot, but it's always a great way to get the show going. Public Image Limited, Public Image never gets old. Paul McLoone on Today FM. This is brand new from The Strokes. Today FM, Paul McLoone, brand new from Mr. Johnny Marr, his solo debut proper. Of course, he had that album a few years ago with the Healers, but this one is just out under the very simple name, Johnny Marr. The Messenger is the title of the album. That is European Me. And he's gigging, of course. We're hopefully going to get him in that.
We're trying very hard.
Is there speaking of it?
There is speaking thereof.
Okay.
To at least get a chat with him.
Oh, well, that'd be nice. That'd be very nice.
It'd be great to get a song, wouldn't it?
It would be great. Be great. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, he has done it. He's done
and
it.
And he speaks quite readily of the Smiths, doesn't he? There's no.
He's probably sick talking about it, but I don't think he minds. But I would try to not dwell on it too much, you know? Because when you've got a new album out, you don't want the people, you know.
So you have a new album out, Johnny.
Forget that. What's your favourite Smiths album?
Come on.
Let's go back 25 years,
imagine
Johnny Marr.
Morrissey, will you?
Do you guys hang out anymore? Well, email each other on the phone?
We're all brothers, of course, Colin Smith. Do you ever hang out and play football?
By the way, text us on 5G102 if you had a favourite Smith. Never mind your favourite Smith song. Your favourite
Delia's
Smith,
personal one.
Please. I love Delia Smith. Oh, she's fantastic.
She can cook me any time.
Oh, can you imagine? God knows, the rock stars are people of great patience, in
they
fairness.
They really are.
Thank God they get to talk to people like me.
Oh.
Hey, he's doing it, though, on the front cover.
He's doing a very kind of.
I'm not mad about the cover. The cover doesn't matter.
It's a balancing
the music
act,
about
really,
but he's doing that thing that rock stars should never ever do. He's walking an imaginary tightrope.
No.
Anyway, Johnny Marr, The Messenger. Yes, it's out and it's good. And that was from it, European Me. And we'll keep you abreast of any prospect of getting the great man in for a chat or maybe a little more. You never know. We can but dream. Now, speaking of things we can but dream of, I for a long time had wanted to see the following band live. Eventually got to do so at the Electric Picnic, but a chance coming up to see them properly. And where better than in the Olympia Theatre in Dublin? The band of which I speak are Dexys. Well, at this point in the career of Kevin Rowland and the band that comprised Dexys, Dexys Midnight Runners, just Dexys now, they're coming to the Olympia. Chance for you to go along and witness what goes on that evening. It'll be certainly worth catching. One not to be missed. This is Show Me.
You're all laughing. It must be good.
Bye-bye indeed. That's a gentleman by the name of Kevin Ayres, if he is new to you. He has sadly passed away at the age of 68, which is no age really these days. And sad news, one of rock's real mavericks, I think you could say. He was the original singer with Soft Machine an aeon ago, back in the 1960s, and then left that party and pursued A fairly erratic but always interesting solo career. And Kevin Ayers, yes, has passed away, sadly, at the age of 68. That was called Stranger in Blue Suede Shoes, by the way. And Ian Dempsey, in fact, Breakfast Show presenter you may be familiar with, used to quote a line from that song a lot when I used to produce him. Thank you very much for that cigarette. This is back in the days when we were smoking gentlemen, of course. We're much healthier now. Paul McLoone on Today FM. Oh, before that, by the way, a brand new single from Primal Scream. It's called 2013. For the year that's in it. And lots of guests involved on the new album, including Robert Plant. But anyway, back after the news.
Tommy Bowe, good morning.
The Ray Darcy Show.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. It was a bit of a wow moment. Hyde Park, the place, Blur, live, recorded during the summer, of course. And before that, Bowie. A track that was recorded around the time of Young Americans, but not released until sometime afterward. John, I'm Only Dancing Again. That's for Tony V in Kells. Probably not really that Tony V, I would imagine. Paul McLoone on Today FM. Eels competition on the way. Meteor Choice Music Prize competition on the way. Two more tracks live and exclusive from local natives in the Meteor session as well. And much else besides, including this new from Depeche Mode. The Mode, as those in the know will insist on calling them, and that is Heaven. A lot of people's idea of Heaven, of course, would be a Depeche Mode gig in Ireland. Ed Smith, we can't really say, can we, whether or not that will happen.
There's a hint of a rumour. Our shoeshine boy was...
The guy, what was that, Police Squad?
Police Squad, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
They have all the information.
Our tight...
And at the end of it, as Drebin would walk away, a priest would get on.
That's
and ask him, like, the 420 in there. But there's maybe the sense of a ringing of a tune of a maybe of a thing.
We're saying it. We're calling it. We're saying Depeche Mode.
They will be here towards the end of the
we'll
year.
We'll be here. It's before this year is out. Mark our words and mark them well. We don't know much about it at all, apart from a rumour, but it's a very strong rumour emanating from a fairly reliable kind of area. So we reckon it's pretty solid. So we would have thought, watch this space in terms of a date announcement in the near future for Depeche Mode fans. There you go. And if it turns out not to be true, well, I'll just leave the country.
It was my fault.
Blame Ed and leave the country. Eels, 16th of March, that's definitely happening. I know, because we're giving away tickets. The 16th of March, second date to be announced at the Olympia here in Dublin. The other one, of course, being St. Patrick's Evening. And the Saturday night, the 16th of March. Now also an Eels night at the Olympia. We've got another pair of tickets to give away. And also, for the winner, a place in the draw. Somebody's going to get upgraded to go along to one of the boxes at the Olympia. Great vantage point, always, for gigs there. And you and three mates. And a bottle of champagne as well. And even some glasses to drink it with, I would have thought. Unless you want to be very rock and roll about it and just...
Swig it.
Pass it around.
Or bring a shoe.
Bring a shoe.
A spare shoe.
Always handy for walking in and drinking.
Glass slipper.
I feel a little ill now. Oh, no.
Be good,
no, not my friends. No, definitely not. Anyway, Eels, yes, the Olympia on the 16th. If you want to go along, we can help you out. This is from the new album, Wonderful Glorious. A question will ensue in about 4 minutes' time. This is called Peach Blossom. Today FM, Paul McLoone, that is from an album called Amok, or Amok, as people are determined to pronounce it. Atoms for Peace, Tom York's latest thing, with Flea and Joey Warrenker and Nigel Godrich, of course, long-standing collaborator, producer Nigel Godrich, Mauro Refosco on percussion as well. And as I was saying, I think last night, little evidence, to my ears anyway, of a real band feel to that, for the most part. Sounds like it's picking up pretty much where the Eraser left off, right down to the artwork on the Eraser, of course, Tom York's solo debut, depicting a sort of a flood, kind of a woodcut thing of a flood destroying London on Amok. It's the same thing, except that something really, really bad appears to be happening on Sunset Boulevard in LA. But anyway, it's a good record. You'll find that on it. It's called, that's the opening track, in fact, Before Your Very Eyes. Before that, Steve Mason, latest single from him. Loved that recent single. In very quick succession, another single has emerged from his forthcoming album, Monkey Minds In the Devil's Time, which is out on the 15th of March on the Double Six label, Steve Mason and Oh My Lord. This next track, I'm going to tell you, because they're too cool to say so themselves, I think. I'll have to tell you that this is track 2 of 3, live in session, in the Meteor Session, no less, from Local Natives. Or, as I usually do, it's the turn of Local Natives to entertain us in...
Paul McLoon, the Meteor Session, on Today FM.
We're Local Natives, and the song is called You and I. You and I, we were always strong. It was enough to keep me on.
It's a fine, fine album. I See Three Birds Flying, Adrian Crowley's latest, and could he make it another win on the evening of March 7th? We will find out live on Today FM. You can find out right there where it's happening at Vicar Street. Should you wish to go along, you and a friend, just tell me. There's one band who won't be playing, unfortunately. I'm sure they want to, but it looks like they can't make it. Other commitments at the minute. Probably something to do with the fact that their second album is still very much a live proposition in terms of promotion. I imagine that's probably why they can't make it along. They're elsewhere promoting the second album. It's called Beacon, if you fancy going along on the night to see everybody else apart from them who are on the shortlist. That's 9 of the acts out of the 10 will all be performing live on the night. We'll get the all-important winner and the song of the year as well, as voted for by the public. As I say, March 7th is the date. Vicar Street is the venue. The Meteor Choice Music Prize is what I'm talking about. If you want to go along, just tell me the name of the band whose second album is out at the moment. Second album, second nomination, and they've already won it. But what is the name of the band, please? 53102 or live at todayfm.com. Either way, please don't forget to include your full name and whereabouts in the country you are. Tickets are on sale for it now as we speak, and I'm looking forward to it. A little nervous. Comparing it as well as bringing the whole thing live here on Today FM from 7 o'clock. So fingers crossed it'll all go well. And hopefully one of you and a friend will be there too. That's it for this hour. Back after the break, lots of brilliant new music to bring you. Before we get to midnight, one more track from Local Natives in session as well. Starting off with some classic Cocteau Twins after the news and sport.
The KC Show on Today FM.
Hi, KC.
Beautiful, bad enough to tell you that. You've just been listening to it. Liz Fraser on vocals, of course, with Massive Attack and Angel. One of the best things, if not the best thing they ever did, due in no small part to her involvement. Before that, that's her again on backing vocals with Felt and Primitive Painters. Great single from them from back in the mid-80s. And starting it off, of course, the band for which she is most famous as a member, Cocteau Twins, from Head Over Heels, Sugar Hiccup, and her solo album, apparently due for release this year. Much delayed. She had that solo single, Moses, out. I think that's maybe 4 years ago now at this stage, but the album is due. I don't know if that's going to be on it. I hope it is, because I've lost my copy. It was out on vinyl, I think, and then we got a sort of a download thing of it, and it was in the system here at Today FM. Maybe it's still in there somewhere, but I can't find it anymore, and I can't find my vinyl either, so there you go. Anyway, yes, new album from Liz Fraser on the way, if you're a fan of her work. I'm sure you'll be looking forward to that. New album from Nick Cave, much more prolific than Liz has been of late. Push the Sky Away, the 15th, I think it is, album by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Of course, there's those Grinderman albums as well to consider, and the Birthday Party albums as well back in the day, of course. Push the Sky Away is the latest from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. It's an absolute peach. This is the closing track, title track. Guess what it's called? Foals from a third album from them, Holy Fire, another great album from Foals. That was called Late Night. Before that, yet another great album from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Push the Sky Away, title track from it. Today FM with Paul McLoon. I'm going to a break in just a couple of minutes, after which time we'll have the third and final track from Local Natives in session. It's a live exclusive session, Meteor Session version of their recent single, Breakers. It's on the way after the break. But first, from another of our grand a band finalists from the month of January, we're going to have our four finalists next week, one per night, and our overall winner at the end of the week. Then we'll do the whole thing again for March, after we get into March. We'll do the whole thing again for the month of March, and if you want to get involved, you'll be able to do so. I'll tell you all about it. This is our initiative with Meteor, basically, giving a grand, €1,000 worth of financial help to a deserving artist. Not to say that the others aren't deserving also. These guys were on the shortlist. Didn't win the overall thing, but very good band. Worth watching indeed. They are called The North Sea, and this track is called Vulnerable, which is a word I have never been able to pronounce since the age of 8. Vulnerable. Great session, local natives in the Meteor session tonight, and my thanks to them. Third of three, live and exclusive. The album is out now, Hummingbird, and it's wonderful. You find all three songs that you heard tonight on it. You'll find the studio versions of them on there, and thanks to them for coming in. Thanks as always to Gavin Blake on sound. Last night I was talking about an island sound, kind of a sound that I associated with a certain period in the history of the venerable Island Records label. And I mentioned Grace Jones, I think I did anyway. Anyway, I thought I'd play some of her early stuff on that label. This is her version of The Normals, Warm Leatherette. Grace Jones, fantastic. Tame Impala. Had a cough there, sorry about that. Apocalypse Dreams from the album Lonerism, of course. Heidi Robb in Tralee, who was on about Grace Jones earlier on. Grace Jones, her version of The Normal, which is Daniel Miller, the guy who went on to run Mute Records. Actually, he founded Mute Records with that Normal single, Warm Leatherette. TVOD, I think, was the other side of it as well. Anyway, Grace Jones' version of Warm Leatherette, and Rob reminding me of a fabulous version of She's Lost Control by Grace Jones from around the same time. And I will play it tomorrow night, Rob, if you remind me, but do remind me because I have a head like a sieve. Hello to Aaron Carr as well. We were having a bit of to and fro on Twitter about an Interpol deluxe reissue that I'm very jealous of. He took delivery of it today after waiting for months, apparently. Deluxe vinyl, double vinyl, and a DVD. Oh, I'm very covetous altogether. But you're saying now that you've got it, you won't be anywhere near a record player for a while, I guess. You can't always have your deluxe vinyl reissue and hear it. Interpol and PDA. Turn on the bright lights out in a very, very nifty double vinyl and DVD edition. I want one. Aaron Carr's got one. That's it for me. Back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Take care.
Premier League Live.
Things could hardly be looking better for Manchester United.